Healthcare, from hospitals to nursing homes, are really hiring. I'm David Brancaccio. American payrolls in November out today were much higher than expected. There were 266,000 more people on payrolls last month, and the unemployment rate, already low, fell again from 3.6 to 3.5%. Let's go right to the chief economist of FTN Financial, Christopher Lowe. Good morning, indeed.
Good morning, David.
How about that? What? No one cares about the trade war?
It's just unbelievable. I mean, you're talking strength across the board. All the headlines look great. But dig a little bit deeper, and it was a pretty narrow gain. It was almost all service jobs that lifted payrolls in November. Adjusting for the GM strike, the average gain in manufacturing jobs in October and November was just 5,500. So, yes, people still care about the trade war, but in goods-producing industries. The service producers, mostly inward-focused, they're doing just fine.
I just heard one of my honored senior colleagues out in the newsroom, upon seeing the headline, say, I guess Fed Chair Jay Powell was right to pause the lowering of interest rates.
Well, that's right. They're doing back handsprings at the Fed building this morning, I think. They stopped cutting rates before there was much evidence in the economic data. So kudos to them. Clearly saw improvement coming, and boy, did they get it in the November jobs numbers.
Chris Lowe at FTN Financial, thank you very much.
Thank you, David.
Economist Julia Coronado, founder of Macro Policy Perspectives, read through the Labor Department's report. Hey, Julia.
Good morning.
What do we say? Wow.
Well, it was an amazing jobs report all around. I mean, the headline number was boosted by 42,000 GM workers returning from strike. But even you take that out and you've got more than 200,000 jobs, which was way above expectations.
Though we had a big U.S.-China trade war actually that goes beyond China, that's not affecting jobs?
Well, it is. You do see weakness in manufacturing, which is barely adding jobs, even controlling for some of these GM issues. It really is a story of the service sector in the United States. You've got healthcare and education adding a lot of workers, and sectors that were having trouble earlier in the year, like retail and leisure and hospitality, are adding jobs again.
And what about what we often call the real rate of unemployment, when you include people who've officially stopped looking for work, perhaps because they're discouraged?
Well, everything looks pretty good. So the U6 unemployment rate, which factors in those people you're talking about, dipped to 6.9% from 7%. And the official unemployment rate dipped back down to 3.5%. And this is even absorbing new workers that have been coming back to the labor force this year. So this is a really solid labor market.
Okay, here's a solid investment. Support Marketplace today, and your donation goes three times as far. Right now, your donation makes triple the impact, triple, thanks to a special two-for-one match by the Candida Fund. That is three times the support for the public service journalism that you trust to keep you informed every day. The match only goes through this Sunday, so don't miss out. Give today at marketplace.org, and thank you.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Will robots replace Wall Street traders, financial advisors, and analysts? Actually, it's not if, but how many? The House Committee on Financial Services has a task force on artificial intelligence. Marketplace's Sabri Benishor reports on the future that's beaming onto Wall Street.
When we say artificial intelligence, we ultimately mean prediction, says James Angel, associate professor of finance at Georgetown.
Clearly, applications where you want to predict things like predict earnings or predict asset returns are an area where you should be thinking about AI.
Artificial intelligence is coming for Wall Street.
There will be a shift in jobs. Some jobs are going to go and some jobs are going to grow.
Kirsten Wegner is with the Modern Markets Initiative. Wall Street has been through this before. When automatic trading came on the scene, it displaced human traders. But automation had an upside.
That has led to trading costs going down by 50% over a decade.
James Angel at Georgetown says AI probably won't eliminate the highest skilled jobs, but it will change them.
Clearly, there are more jobs for the people who can master the new technology. But it's not going to replace today's experts. It's going to make them more productive.
Financial advisors, he predicts, are likely to get better and more accessible with the advent of AI. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishor for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.